One of the most heavily guarded buildings in Kabul. Police guards around the perimeter, intelligence officers near the entrance. Not enough, though, to stave off an attack.
I'm here at the scene of the Intercontinental. The situation is very tense here. RPGs coming out of the Intercontinental in their neighborhood here. So it seems to be a very coordinated attack on this hotel where there are many internationals right now.
Reporter Betty Dam speaking to The Takeaway yesterday afternoon. NATO ended that assault this morning with helicopters on the hotel roof. But it doesn't end the doubts over the pullout of U.S. troops. As the deadline to departure nears, will we see less violence or more? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 29th.
And let's get right to the news this morning. Greece may be all in its austerity measure this morning. A vote on that austerity package expected in the next few hours, likely to pass at this point. It means Greece will get another round of bailout money from the euro and avoid a default. But outside the parliament, the streets of Athens once again filled with tear gas and rage. Joining us now from Athens live is Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. A repeat of yesterday, Rachel?
Not quite yet. I mean, yes, a repeat. There are demonstrators here outside Parliament shouting, traitors, traitors, to a government they feel has imposed too much austerity on without seeing concrete results. No new tear gas yet, but the day is young. The parliamentarians are expected to begin voting on these measures shortly.
And we expect an outcome possibly within the hour. Rachel Donadio in Athens will check back with you all morning long.
Back to Kabul now, where Afghan forces say they've regained control of one of the country's premier hotels after it came under attack from a team of possibly Taliban fighters. It started when a suicide bomber blew himself up in the lobby while others began shooting at guests. It ended 5 hours later when NATO helicopters shot several gunmen on the roof of the burning hotel. The attack came hours before the start of a conference on the transfer of security from NATO to Afghan forces. In all, 19 people were killed, including the 9 suicide bombers. Parts of the hotel are still in flames. We're going to get more of the latest from Lisa Rubin, the Kabul bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. A boost for President Obama. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has voted to approve U.S. military operations in Libya. A full Senate vote is expected next month. Meanwhile, CNN reports that the U.S. military carried out airstrikes in Somalia last week against al-Shabaab. That's a terrorist group affiliated with al-Qaeda.
In Egypt, security forces and about 5,000 protesters are clashing in Cairo's Tahrir Square this morning on a level not seen since the uprising earlier this year. Many of the protesters are believed to be relatives of the 850 people killed during the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak. Officials at the Los Alamos nuclear facility in New Mexico say a wildfire is burning as close as 50 feet from the lab, but they say the radioactive material is still secure.
Bank of America has reportedly agreed to an $8.5 billion settlement with investors who bought mortgage-backed securities before the housing market collapsed. That would wipe out all of the company's earnings for the first half of this year. And home prices nationwide were up slightly in April, still down 4% from last year, though. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 12,188, the S&P at 1,296, and the Nasdaq at 2,729, although a positive vote on the Greek austerity package could actually send markets up even further. This morning, we're going to talk more about our summer book club. Our series continues. We're going to speak with the author of a novel called In Zanesville. It's a coming-of-age story that's a classic for the modern-day reader, but it's set back in the 70s. We're wondering what you're reading for the summer. Tweet us with the hashtag #TakeawayReads. We'll also go back to Joplin, Missouri. More than a month ago, that town was ripped apart by an incredibly devastating tornado. We'll check in on the rebuilding there. Conversations later this hour. First, though, more updates from Kabul, Afghanistan. Several suicide bombers in a coordinated attack on a prominent hotel yesterday that ended in the wee hours of this morning when NATO helicopters flew to the roof of the building and shot down 3 gunmen on the roof. An update from Afghanistan coming up.